This is the Power Podcast. My name is Sarah of Underground Crowds. We hit Bible topics,
smash book studies,
punch out some songs here and there,
and light up
His Word to strengthen our souls. Thanks for listening. Okay, so we're going to continue here today. We're talking about, and this podcast is so inappropriately named. but anyways, maybe not. I mean, if you considered the first chapter or whatever. I meant that Naomi has stayed a long time in Moab. And this returning to the Lord in a multifaceted way. It wasn't just her relocation. It was what God was going to do to restore her through her daughter-in-law. So let's pray. Lord, I pray that you teach us today the difference between cynicism and being theologically sound. Ooh, let me turn off my email. Having a childlike hope in the future and giving the difference between that and just getting by. Good attitude does not replace fervent love for you. When you ask your children to obey, it's not a sense of duty that we should be doing the things that we do, but as with a love and an admiration for who you are. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So we're going to continue here. We're starting at Ruth chapter 1, verse 14. I just want to lay down some of these contrasts that we have between Naomi and her daughter-in-law. A positioning, and I'm talking about how at this point, Ruth was, if you want to use this term, more spiritual than Naomi. Naomi had reconciled to the fact that she had left, that she was bereft of her whole family, and that this was a harsh dealing. It was under the sovereign hand of God. And she was going to return, boom, boom, boom. All these, you know, you could present it as a slideshow for the onlookers. This happened, and this happened, and then this happened, and these are the theological points, and here we go. But what you see with Ruth is fervent. What you see with Ruth is hopeful. What you see with Ruth is determination. What you see with Ruth is exuberance, deep desire. So let's read through these next few verses and notice the contrast between these. And they lifted up their voices again. This is Naomi and her two daughters-in-law. Lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods." Theologically correct. Naomi is laying this down. She's gone back. It seems, what seems hard about that is the resignation. What some of us older people, when we get to this place where we're okay with people dying, we're okay with people going back to their old gods, little g gods, when we're used to it, when it doesn't affect us anymore, we're in the wrong place. And we say things to ourselves, well, God's sovereign, us, you know, whatever. Just keep doing this, but this world is bad. Oh, Jesus, come. I don't do anything to tell people about the Lord, but oh, I'm done. I'm just done. Those people over there are so evil. But I was totally here. Resigned. Done engaging. Back foot. Given up. No, I mean, Naomi's going back to her country, but inside, it's motions. One foot in front of the other, then another step, and then the other one, and then, great, I'm in Israel. Go back to your gods. You know, there's no fervor. You know, there's no desire. You know there's a cynicism in place. You know depression has taken over. She's disengaged. She sends her daughter-in-law off to other gods. Doesn't try to stop her. Tells her to go. I hope we don't couch these sentiments with our correct theology. We got a theology in place, but we have no heart to get the gospel forward. We have no heart to tell people I've been in a hard place for a while, and God seems to be working in my family in unseen ways, but none of them have ever professed. I mean, when I was younger, nobody was a Christian. I mean, but then just the other day, I realized, hey, this other distant member is a Christian, and it's been, and my grandmother wanted to go to church right before she died and talk about the Lord. And my grandfather, his testimony on his deathbed and being asked, you know, right out of the blue, don't you want to get right with the Lord? This stuff, the movement of God's hand around my family, just over here and then over here and then over there. And what a thrill it was to know that somebody else, God was just moving in. But after a long time being in, God will send us through, some of us through a wilderness, and he'll press in and he'll make deep changes that maybe we're not ready for, but he does it anyway, so that we can be more effective. And I remember after one of those times going home, and I could not shut up. I was with a family member that I wasn't sure knew the Lord, and I was just like, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. I mean, maybe it was pearls before swine, but it was all relevant to me, and it just kept coming out. Like, I could not be quiet. And afterwards, I was like, I have never talked like that before. What I'm saying is, if you're in a wilderness, if you're in a hard time, if God's really doing something you weren't at the party for, but nevertheless, here we go. Let him use it. You'll surprise yourself. What so easily bubbles out through no manipulation of your own. You say, I never would have said that to that person. We're not contriving something. I was not the kind of person that would have been open like that.
Well, just obey. I mean, I know there's that crap. Just obey.
But when it's the Spirit of God, you can't shut up about Jesus. So let's look at what Ruth... We know where Naomi is. Okay, Naomi. I just want to be like, okay, stop. She's me, like, at a time. No. Don't send any more people to hell. Thank you. Stop. God's going to stop her. He is. That's what the book of Ruth is about. He's going to turn her, not just go through the motions, not just know the correct theology, not just, yeah, fine, okay, couch this coldness toward the dying world with my correct theology. God is going to use Ruth and Naomi is going to thrive again. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave. And this is one of the most beautiful passages and highly quoted. Leave you or turn back from you, following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. You know, she's not just, you know, the... Oh, that's a little dedicated. No. She entered in right through the slam door. Do not send me away. And maybe, you know, some of us have that friend who's trying to push everybody out because they're just done with this. And maybe we are the one God calls to push through that slam door and say, well, I'm here. So, I'm sorry. This is it. I'm not going anywhere. Where you go, I go. In your difficulty, that's it. I'm not going anywhere. I have friends that said this to me. When I felt like they should have given up a long, long time ago. We're not going anywhere. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. I mean, Naomi wasn't quick with the salvation message, but Ruth picked it up. I mean, it wasn't like Naomi presented the way to her. But Ruth knew the difference between what was back, what was in the back, and what was moving forward. I'm writing about this right now, Sam in the Forest. And he has grasped that moving forward isn't contingent on circumstances. And I don't know if you've been reading this story, but the rabbits have... I have rabbits. I love rabbits. And so the rabbits have pointed the way for him. And they've been... Their role is... Holy Spirit, their role is guardian angel, their role is spiritual advisor, you know, counselor, mentor. They kind of, they're all those roles are encompassed in their fluff. And so, they more or less reflect his processes. That's Ruth for Naomi. You're pushing me out. You're hardening your heart. You're denying me this grace. And I'm not aware you're doing this on purpose. But this pain has blinded you to the fact that you're doing this. And she meets her on every level. Where you go, I am going. Where you lodge, I will lodge. And your God will be my God. Where you die, this is verse 17, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me. Naomi, this is so funny. Not funny, I mean super sad. This woman was broken. Her basic response in verse 18 is meh. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. Meh. So, unbeknownst to Naomi, this was the beginning of her healing process. It wasn't she turned around and walked toward the promised land. In a sense, it was. That was the direction. But the inside healing, I mean, this book is so enlightening to me because it can seem like it's all about the rules. You know, you look at Leviticus, Exodus, Leviticus, you know, and all these rules. It's all about the rules. That's it. You know, do this on this day and that on that day and sacrifice that. And but even in the book of Ruth, we realize God cared about what was going on the inside. Peace out. Again, thanks for listening. Catch the next part of this series, usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You can also find Underground Crowds on Twitter, Patreon, Bandcamp, or undergroundcrowds.com.